Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Welkman back on the show. Barbara has just been an amazing member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. She is a tax attorney by education and profession. She is a thought leader extraordinaire in the area of small business taxes. She's written all the important books on the topic, including Small Business Taxes 2020, the J.K. Lasser series. It's a good thing I didn't drop it on my foot. It's massive. And so many other things that she does every week. Every day she puts out an important tip for small businesses. And we've been the beneficiary of her wisdom and knowledge for a long time. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back as always, Barbara. Thank you for being here. So let's get into some of the business, some of the details, so we can talk about some other things in a minute. We got a big date coming up, apparently next week, allegedly, historically, historically, presumably, we're supposed to file our LLC, sub S and partnership tax returns next week. What do you think? Let's just talk about what's on the books. Go ahead.
On the books, calendar year, S-corporations and partnerships, including LLCs that file as partnerships, have to file their annual income tax return, and the due date is this March 16th, because the 15th happens to fall on a Sunday this year.
Yeah.
And if you, for any reason, you can't meet the deadline, you can get a filing extension just by asking for it.
Just do it. Just go online and send the form in. Right? It's easy.
Right. Right.
It couldn't be easier.
And the only hitch there is that the owners need to know what the income is from business so they can file the personal returns.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's sort of a domino effect here. So if the business gets an extension, then you need an extension as well.
But then you still have to pay your – even if you extend your return, your personal return in
April, it doesn't give you more time to pay.
You got to write the check. So if you've done absolutely nothing, that's not good. But if you've done enough so that you have an idea how much taxes your business will owe – and then, or how much income, I should say, your business will pass through to your personal, and you can estimate a number, and you send them some kind of money, some whatever you think you can do, you got to at least have that much on the ball, don't you?
Absolutely. And if you fall a little short, the interest rates aren't so bad, and I suspect that in the next quarter they're even going to drop lower, so the interest that you're going to pay on you. So that's not the worst thing that will happen, but again, it would be good to pay what you think you owe now.
You know what I did, Barbara? You know what I did for myself? We filed on time last year, and that's the only time in maybe 40 years I filed on time. I never even cared about filing on time before. We just did it last year. I'm not sure why. Anyway, we're probably not going to this year because I just don't want to. However, a couple of 3 years ago, I came up with the idea of wanted to know a little bit closer to how much my taxes were going to be. And I went back and I did the numbers on what is my tax bill, my income tax bill against income, against revenue of my company and mm-hmm. my income and revenue of the company. And I came up with a number, a factor, a percentage, a number. And over the last 2 or 3 years, that number has been pretty accurate. And that's what I use. Even if my return is not done.
Really changed. It hasn't changed because of the qualified business income deduction?
I've made adjustments for that, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Recently. Yeah, so I'm just saying you can do that if you want to know. And see, I do that for budgeting. I use that number now for mm-hmm. budgeting for the rest of the year, for the next year. Mm-hmm. Next year. I've already budgeted next year's taxes by using that number. What do you think?
Well, you bring up an excellent point, which is that we're going to have to start paying our 2020 estimated taxes come April 15. And so certainly it would be great to know what you think your tax bill is going to be, although you can always avoid underpayment penalties by pegging your installments to your 2019 taxes.
Right.
So
right.
If you're paying that or 110% if your adjusted gross income is high enough, then then you're safe. It doesn't matter what the ultimate bill will be.
Barbara, give us your website again. I know it's different. Your new one, your new website.
Barbara, BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com.
BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com. That's Barbara Welkman's website. Go there and check it out. It's full of good stuff for small businesses. 2020. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.